saw a lot of moving around. You know, him and I have been just kind of staying on top of exercise and make sure, you know, you get your body right. It's the most important thing. And, you know, he came out, looked fresh today. Again, the biggest thing is just September 11th. September 11th, I know he definitely would love to get some preseason in. It's been a little minute since he's played, but in my opinion, he looked great.
Is it fun when you have all the guys out there?
It's fun. It's always fun when you're out there with your brothers and, you know, you see somebody else having fun, you see somebody else who came to work, they got a smile on their face, it makes it 10 times easier for the next guy, you know, whether it's to make a play or just to be enthused about practice.
That was having the smile on his face?
Yeah. Just seeing him back out there catching some balls, turning up the field, bursting a little bit, like it feels good, it feels right.
Was there any specific moment where you're like, oh, there you go, okay, I see it right there.
I was running a route deep, and I looked back to see where the ball went, and it went to 80. You know, it was one high coverage, and it went to 80, and I see him take off. And, like, at first you see it, and you're like, oh, I'm about to get this one, and the ball went somewhere else. And I saw him catch it, turn up field, and burst, and, you know, I just kind of it's great to see Vic back out there. You know, he's been through quite a lot.
But, Bill, does he have to be healthy for your offense to reach its ceiling this season?
Victor Cruz is definitely a big part of the offense, and we definitely would love to have him out there. That's obviously the goal. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's always the next man up mentality. So whether it was him, Shep, myself, Miles, any of the receivers, somebody else is going to have to step up and fill whatever shoes need to be filled.
What do you think Sterling Shepard did today?
How did he do today?
How do you think he did?
He looked pretty good to me, too. Again, I'm just trying to – just want to keep Shep under the radar and let him come out and just have, you know, that phenomenal season that he's fully capable of having. Rookie of the year season, in my opinion. But that's...
Do you think he can have a better season than you did as a rookie?
1306, 92 receptions for him, 13 touchdowns, that's the goal. You got to do better. But at the end of the day, we're all here to really work together, so it's going to be great. To have all these guys out here, it's just gonna make it. It's gonna make it very tough for teams to really game plan, and you know, you even have to pick your poison.
In Buffalo, did you get grabbed on 4th and 4?
It's football though. You know, whenever the ball's in the air, I'm trying to track it down, but it felt like I was doing, you know, some running drills. You know, where you do resistance running, and I just kind of felt him tugging, and I wanted to drive and go get it. But I just couldn't get out of there, and there was no call, so obviously there's no call, there's no pass interference, so it's a good play.
Is it hard not to get frustrated? I know it's only a preseason game, but you get the first down right off the bat and move the ball, but after that, struggle to move the ball. Is that frustrating, or do you not panic because it's just the second preseason?
If we went for 400 yards total offense and 7 touchdowns, it would be, you know, it'd be great, but at the same point in time, it wouldn't matter. It would be great to have, but it's preseason. So not saying it like it's just irrelevant, it doesn't matter, but it's really, you know, not as big of a concern. But, you know, we would like to be able to come out there and be productive. You never want to step on the field, put something bad on film like we did this past weekend. That was just bad all the way around, from the starters to everybody who played in any part of the game. It was just bad.
What do you say to your teammates after that? I mean, you're telling us how bad it is.
Flush it. Move on. You can't get it back. You know, I can't get the fourth down back. You can't get not a single minute back. I can't get what I just said back. You know, there's no really way to go back in time, so you just got to keep moving.
Dell, given the fact that the starters usually don't play the fourth preseason game, how far away is this offense to being where you want to be for opening day against Dallas? I mean, how much work do you need against the Jets as an offense to be sharp?
I mean, we need a lot. You know, we come out, we get in and practice, but there's no reps that can really simulate, you know, live game reps. So as many as we can get, even though it's preseason, you know, the pace is a little faster. I wouldn't say it's the same pace as a game, and maybe a little slower. You know, guys are maybe a little hesitant on something. But we definitely need to come out and get some more work, especially after last week.
Adele, there was a recent interview that just came out where Norman thinks he said you might have a rough year because the teams are going to attack you
in a different way and try and create something like Carolina last year? I was just wondering if you had a response to that.
I'm really here to focus on New York Giants, honestly. So anything that doesn't really have to do with us or my teammates, you know, if you want to talk about Rashad Jennings' charity events and what Mark Kersley does for the community, I would love to. Anything other than that, it's just football, man.
How is your camp going in terms of, you know, physically, obviously, you do everything. Mentally, do you think you're further along in understanding the game, the concepts, and this offense than at any point?
I think as you get older, you start to learn more. Obviously, you learn more, whether it's from mistakes, whether it's from successes, you learn. So right now, I'm always learning. I'm always trying to find ways to up my game. And I could feel, in a sense, you know, I've gotten better. There's obviously still things that I want to work on and get better at, but it takes time. It takes time, and, you know, thankfully right now time is somewhat on our side. So that's a little bit of time for the first game.
Two more questions.
As a teammate, what do you say to Josh Brown when all this, you know, stuff is going on? And, you know, I know you guys will hear about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've only read the headlines, which seems to be what we do nowadays anyway. So I haven't really got to talk too much to him about it, details, anything like that. You know, the only thing that we can tell him is, you know, we always got your back, whatever the case may be. But I don't really know. I don't really know enough to speak on it.
Do you think Victor Cruz has to get into the preseason game, have some success before the opener? Would that be good for him, do you think?
You might have to ask him that one. In my opinion, if he came out preseason and didn't do anything and dropped 95 balls and then came out in the regular season and caught everything, it's like, how much did it really matter at the time? So that's kind of more of an opinionated question for him, I guess. But in my mind, I'm definitely looking forward, and I think Vic will be ready come 9/11.
You lobby Ben to be the week one kicker?
Hmm?
Did you lobby Ben to be the week one kicker?
I'm just trying to do what I got to do. So.
All right. Thanks, Odell.